entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Max and Friends. And you know what? Before I bring my co-host Rocco on, so stand by, Rock, I want my niece to open up the show because we're looking for a new jingle for the new show, Max and Friends. So she has a little song that she wants to sing that maybe Rocco and I will get in the studio and sing. So Lily, come and sing this song, mommy. Yeah, what do you want to sing? Tell them. Here. Sing away. Sing.
Hello, world. This is me. Life should be fun for everyone. No, so open up.
What are we going to say for To The Max? Listen to The Max. Please. Listen to Max and Friends.
I know.
All right. Well, I got to take the show back, though. But anyway, say bye, everyone.
Bye.
So that was Lily, my niece. Anyway, Rocco, come on. We're live. We're on the air. LA Talk Radio. People, I want you to call in 323-203-0815.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, my man. You know, our listeners make the show, so I was just telling them to call in. We got Rocco. Rocco, where in the world are you?
I am in Florida for my dad's 60th birthday party, and it's been insane. Busy, 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 busy. I come from a big Italian family like you, and it's been nonstop, but, you know, I'm very happy to see my family, and there's nothing like being around your family and all the loved ones that really love you and know who you are. It's an amazing feeling.
Well, happy birthday to your father, and I got to tell you, we went to an amazing birthday party last night in the city. My friend Tiu, she's amazing. We had a great party, man. I got to tell you what we did. It was a mustache party, okay? So we all had to wear a mustache, and then it kind of turned into like a costume mustache party. So I was a chulo, okay? I had the mustache. I had my whole gear on. And we started off going to a drag show at Lips, which was so much crazy fun. Then from there, we ended up at karaoke up at, I think it's called Duet 35 on 34th or 35th Street. I don't remember where it was. But, dude, we stayed there till like 5 o'clock in the morning, karaoke-ing in a private room all night. Happy birthday to you. Rocco, that's the party, man. This karaoke's the way to make some money, man. The room was a fortune. And it's like, it was a good time.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, we had a good time.
That sounds like a very good time. I wish I was there. I would have worn my big, 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 long mustache. I would have looked like one of the Mexicanos. You could have seen me running over the border or something.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. So now there's a couple things we got to talk about. One, hit our industry. Rocco, you're in radio now. So, you know, there's DJ who got murdered over the week because he posted a Craigslist ad for some rough sex. The kid came over and killed him. And it was all over the site. So, I mean, dude, that's some crazy shit. So all I want to say is, people, if you're going to post anything anywhere, use some caution. Because, I mean, how crazy is that? You post for sex and you get killed. Nuts.
That's insane.
You know, and speaking of sex, we're supposed to have Tamara on tonight, so she's going to call in eventually. I hope she calls in because I know that she does speaking engagements, so she had to do a speaking engagement. So I promised, Rocco and I promised last week that she was going to be on the show, but she is doing a speaking engagement, so call in.
Oh, hold on, Max. Yes.
Yeah.
Call in, ask the same questions, and we'll try to get them answered. Hey, I will try to be the sex doctor tonight for everybody. I'll try.
Likewise.
I'll try. We'll see if my answers are appreciated or not. People might say, Rocco, shut the hell up. You're not a sex doctor. And I'll say, well, I guess we'll find out, right? I have to make an announcement.
Oh. What's the announcement, my man?
If anyone picks up today, March 29th, 2009, New York Times, go to the style section. You're going to see me in there.
Oh, really? What did you do? What don't you do?
my producer, Pia, from New York, texted me and said, Rocco, you got to go pick up the paper. You're in the style section. And I said, really? What is it? Oh, it's a picture of you sitting front row at one of the runway shows, and they wrote something. I said, wow. Okay. I haven't been able to find one yet.
I'll pick one up for you. So don't worry about that. I'm in New York, you know what I mean? So I'll pick one up. Now, I got to tell you, speaking of
fashion,
perfect intro because you totally set it up because I had the most amazing time. You know the shoe designer, Vanessa Noel. I love her. She's like my new BFF. We had an amazing, amazing dinner at her townhouse, which also houses her boutique. And her shoes are to die for, okay?
My gosh.
No. You'll have to come over one night for a dinner party. She's amazing. Her shoes are amazing. Everything about Vanessa is amazing. I mean, and I got to give a big shout out to Lucy because Lucy made us some chicken, man. She made this most incredible, incredible chicken that was like some Jamaican. I can't say some. It was curry chicken, Jamaican style. Dude, you missed a good dinner, but, you know, Vanessa's amazing. So check out her website, VanessaNoel.com. She's the only place to wear shoes. Forget, you know, all this Manolo, Jimmy Choo. You don't need them. You need Vanessa. You know what I'm talking about? So she just does women's for now, but I'm sure custom order, she can make anything for anybody. But you know who I met this week, and he knows you well, is Ruben Singer, the designer.
Yes. He is an amazing fashion designer. He didn't show his collection this year in New York. He showed his collection in Paris, and he sent me his lookbook, and I have to say, it's amazing. He always, always blows me away with his collection. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, dude, I'm going to have you fly out to New York on April 23rd because we're doing a trunk show with him, with Sonia, and with my dear friend Irene Zielinski. And San Domenico, New York, the restaurant is going to be catering it. So we got to have you fly out or have someone – I'll cover it for you if you want because we're doing an amazing trunk show at this beautiful apartment at the Trump Building on the 86th floor with views to live for. And Ruben's going to have his stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing a little event with them, so it would be fun to have it covered. You know what I mean? For Fashion News Live. Everyone check it out, fashionnewslive.com. Speaking of designers, you know, I wanted to ask you, Rocco, there's a new designer. His name is Chadwick Bell. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Tell me about him.
Well, Chadwick, he was at the dinner party for Vanessa Noel that she threw at her lovely house. And a cool guy, used to work at Bergdorf Goodman, was, you know, such a clever, charming guy that he started his own line with his associate Vanessa, who's a friend of his as well. So check it out, ChadwickBell.com. And he's a cool upcoming designer, so you got to check his stuff out and cover him. You know what I mean? I hear you getting in your
Absolutely.
Car.
Absolutely.
See, we're mobile with LA Talk Radio. So what car are you driving around?
Absolutely. You know what? The thing is like this. I'm in Florida, so I'm not able to get into the studio, and I'm here, you know, with my family doing my family thing, and yes, I can be on the phone and drive and not get a ticket or just sit in my car because it's nice and quiet because I have all my crazy Italian family in my dad's place, and they're all eating and talking and drinking and eating and talking, and we like to get loud. So I figured I would get in an area that was nice and quiet so we could talk about sex. We can talk about fashion, we can talk about music, and we just do what we do best, Matt.
Whatever we want to talk about. We could even talk about astrology, because I've got the most amazing astrologer. You know, you spoke to her.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so anyway, ChadwickBell.com. Also, I forgot to mention Ruben. His email is RubenSinger.com. He's a cool guy, too. We had a great conversation the other day, but we're going to be doing a couple events, so, you know, always tune in to Max and Friends, because if I'm not here, Rocco's going to cover, and if Rocco can't make
Absolutely.
It, I'm here, and if we can both do it, we're here. So that's what Max and Friends with
that's
my
right.
calls, Rocco is all about. But
I have to say really quick,
yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, we have all of our new coverage of the previous Fashion Week from New York City online. You go to fashionnewslive.com. That's fashionnewslive.com or myfnl.com. That's myfnl.com. Click on blog. Excuse me. Click on blog. I'm sorry, man. I'm new at this radio stuff. Anyways, click on blog and you can see all the clips that we did this past New York Fashion Week.
You know, and also for any other show that you want to listen to here and on Max and Friends, just always go to LA Talk Radio because we're in the pack catalog there. Let's see. So I want Elizabeth. I want you guys to call in. Anyone who wants to call in, we are an open forum. You know, Rocco, we specialize in our own industries and we specialize in things. But you know what? I think there's nothing like a friend. So that's what Max and Friends is here for. 323-203-0815. We're going to open up the lines now to our callers. So call in. Ask some questions about anything you want to ask. Now, Rocco, I want to ask you, you remember Stacey Q, Two of Hearts?
Yeah.
That's my girl. We had her on the show. She's got a new online site, which is StaceyQOnline.com. We're going to be playing her song in just a little bit, Two of Hearts, coming on the show. So stay tuned for that. But so, Rock, I got to ask you a question now because I got an email, and girls want to know, since spring is around the corner, what they should be carrying for a bag. I mean, that's a pretty good question.
I'm sorry, what was that question again?
They want to know what bags they should be carrying for the spring.
For the spring?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that when we were at Fashion Week, we saw something that was very interesting, and I said interesting, and I said this a few shows ago. They called it the Michelle Obama purple, replacing
right.
the black. See, Michelle Obama, she wore this purple dress, and it inspired a lot of the designers. So I would think purple, maybe a purple bag. You know, spring, what does spring represent? There's flowers coming out. New things are growing. It's colorful. It's light. So I would definitely play with colors. Purple seems to be hot. I think black is always amazing. It's always classic. But definitely play with colors. You know,
yeah.
It's very important to dress, to have your accessories and accessorize with the way you feel, because people are going to judge you based on the way you dress. And if you feel like, you know, one day you just don't care and you want to be Kaz and hang out, then dress that way. If one day you really want to get up and get dressed and, you know, get fabbed out, then do it.
Yeah.
So essentially, I would play with colors, and I like vibrant colors, you know, the pinks, the whites, the purples, the Michelle Obama purple, I'm kind of trademarking now. You know, red sexy. And of course, a lot of the women know this. And if you don't know it, I'm going to tell you now, your bag can match your shoes. Say, for example, you want to wear a chiffon dress or a light fabric dress that flows like a spring dress. You know, maybe you have some sexy high heels, or maybe then you have a belt, you know, that goes around your waist, and a nice bag that accessorizes with those pieces. That's what I'd recommend.
All right. Well, and you know, I always say, you know what? You know what I was going to tell you, Rocco? I went to TJ Maxx. Max went to Max.
Okay.
And we've
Max
got
to went to TJ Maxx.
It was a show in itself, because let me tell you something. We've got to have a segment on this show about, you know, we've got to go hit TJ Maxx and do a segment, Max Went to Max. Because let me tell you something. I went there and I bought the most amazing, because I had to get an outfit for this party that went to, because my friend Michael Antonori, he's been on the show. He's a captain and for airline, major airline. And he's like,
right.
Dude, we're going to turn this into a costume party. So I bought the most fantastic Cassini shirt, Ole Cassini. And it
wow.
retailed for, I guess, $80, and at TJ Maxx, I got it for $10. So my Max goes to Max. Purchase of the week, TJ Maxx, is this shirt for $10. And, you know, I got to tell you, they had Prada bags there for women. They had an amazing – they have a new collection called the Runway Collection.
Right.
And they literally get stuff from Bergdorf Goodman and bring them to TJ Maxx.
Absolutely.
So, I let
Absolutely.
The cat out the bag. You've seen it. I mean, it's incredible. Dude, I was like shocked.
You know what? I'll tell you, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, Dress for Less, those stores have amazing things. Forever 21 is an amazing place to shop. They have things that are very affordable, very cute, very nice fabrics. You know, why go out and drop hundreds or even thousands of dollars on accessories, on dresses, on shoes, when you can find discount stores that are going to be light on your purse, light on your wallet? I mean, I have no problem saying I shop at these discount stores when I got to get some accessories. I mean, it helps out that I get clothes given to me for free because I'm on camera, but hey, if I need something, I go first to like Nordstrom Rack, you know, what's it called, Fifth, Off the Fifth or something like that. I forgot the name of that store, but there's
all
these discounted.
All Fifth. There's an
right,
outlet.
Off
here, yeah, here in New York, we've got Woodbury Commons, and I know in L.A. What are the ones in L.A.? Do you know what they are?
The different outlets?
Yeah, I don't know the name of it. Like, here we have Woodbury Commons, and they have everything from Gucci and all this stuff. But let me tell you, it's all condensed now. TJ Maxx is the place to be right now. If you
Absolutely.
Feel like your wallet's getting pinched, run into TJ Maxx. And you know what? The good thing is they take, like, if you like it at the store, you want to bring it home and try it on and do your thing. Don't, like, wear it to an event and then return it. But, like, they do take returns. So if it doesn't work when you get it home, it's like, listen, I know the wealthiest women who buy shit. They buy jewelry. They buy dresses. And then they return them the next day.
Return it.
And you know it's true. I don't want to start calling people out, but it happens in a lot more places than
you know. We're not dropping any names now.
I'm not dropping any names, but you know, look in these magazines and you can kind of figure it out yourself, the big old glossies. So, you know, I gotta talk to you, Rocco, because there, you know, I'm planning on doing the restaurant. We're gonna open Delmonico's. But
Right.
You know what? And I kinda wanna let the cat out. No, I'm not going to. I'll talk to you. We'll bring it up on another show.
You have all of our listeners now wanting to know exactly what you're talking about. You got to give us a sample. You can't leave us all teased and hanging now.
All I can say is a restaurant for the season. So we'll figure that out. But, all right. So I just got.
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, I just got a text message sent to me, okay? On my Sidekick. And the person wants to know, she said, we want to know. They're with their friends right now because they thought that Tamara was going to be on tonight. But not a problem. We're here to help them. So, you ready?
Right.
Here's the question.
I'm ready.
They want to know if there is hope for – and you know some porn stars too. Is there help for sex or / porn stars? Is there really hope from them or are they dismissed to be forever dirty? Well, that's an interesting question.
So basically, what was the question again?
You know what? The question is just the question is, are porn stars like, you know, is there any hope for porn stars? You know them personally, too. And I mean,
I got to say, you know, there's this porn star, she's very famous, her name is Jenna Jameson, and I know her, and you know, she was the most famous porn star. She sold her company for millions and millions and millions of dollars. She got together with Tito Ortiz. And from what I understand, she's not doing porn anymore. She just had twin boys. They're really beautiful and healthy. They live in Huntington Beach. And she's trying to do a network deal right now. So I would say, one, you know, the question is, and again, this is just my opinion. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. It's just I'm a guy with an opinion. I got to say, I got to make that clear. So, one, is there any help or is there any hope for porn stars? Well, that question being asked would imply that porn stars are doing something wrong, right? So, I don't think any porn star is doing anything wrong. You know, they're getting paid to do a performance. And, you know, my personal opinion is it's their job. They get paid to have sex, and they like it. So there's nothing wrong with that. But if you were raised in the Southern Belt and you got an accent like this probably, then yes, you probably think they're doing something wrong based on a religious view. And could they be saved? Or could they live a better life? And I guess my answer would be, yeah, everyone changed. Everybody and anyone has the possibility to change from day to day and do as they like. So, yeah, there's hope for anyone that wants to change. You can bring the horse to the water, but you can't force that horse to drink it. That's my answer.
And you know what I would say? I would say, good answer. I would say change doesn't change until you change. So that's my point of view. And you know what? As long as you're not hurting anybody, and I would say, you know what? It's you know, Mother Teresa once said this, at the end of your life, it's between you and God anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
That's
and, you
right.
know, there's that RuPaul's Drag Race, and he was on the other day, and he said, anyone that has a problem with you, the problem is not you, it's themselves. So, you know, and you've got to own that. You've got to own who you are. You've got to own what you do. And if you're cool with it, at the end of the day, anyone who has a problem with you has a problem with themselves. Now, Rocco, I got to have to say a big hello to you from Sasha. He's out there listening right now, so he gives you a big shout-out, Sasha.
Oh, excellent. What's up, Sasha Cockles? You don't know. bravo. I just said to him, hey, what's up, Sasha? How are you? I hope everything's good. That's Yugoslavian for all the non-Yugoslavians out there.
There you go. So, yeah, no, but, and, you know, I got to tell you, Rock, you're not missing any bad weather here in New York. It's raining, and you know what's pretty funny is that thank God we have a power reserve because my power just went out. So check that out.
Wow, I had no idea. I have to say that I'm driving this convertible around, top down. I mean, it's great. I love it, and I'm really enjoying the weather.
Fuck off.
Hey, man, I think you were in Florida last week, right? And I was in L.A. cold.
I was, yep. Well, you know, I got
to
tell you.
Yeah, you're in West Palm Beach.
There was one night I did a show with my buddies that have Aerospace in New York, aerospacenyc.com. And I got to tell you, the studio that I had rented out, the guy wasn't there. It was a nightmare disaster of a show in sense of
preparation. Oh, wow.
And you know what happened, dude? I got into my Mini. I drove to a building, and I grabbed onto someone's internet access. I got online, and I did the show from my car in Florida. That's how accessible LA Talk Radio is.
Wow.
So we could be anywhere in the world, you know what I'm saying, and do the show. And that's why I'm so – like,
right.
Dude, I got to tell you, I'm so happy to have you on here because, you know, I'm creating this network.
Man.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was, like, doing this network, I said, I want to do a network that we could take and, you know, grow it into this huge thing, Max and Friends. And I'm glad that you're part of it because we're going to add some amazing personalities and characters in the future to our program. And really, I just want everyone to stay tuned. Now, I got to mention to you, you know, Rocco, we got to get actually into the studio because I was debating whether or not we should do a canned intro for the show. And I'm thinking, you know what? I think we should be in the studio and we should do it ourselves. Pick out the music, pick out Max and Friends, how we want to say it.
Absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
That's why I got to tell everyone, you're here to the Max on LA Talk Radio. It is to the Max, but not any longer. It's Max and Friends. So people, they email me with a little bit of confusion there because they're like, we hear to the Max at the intro of the show. And my response to you is that Rocco and I got to be in the same place at the same time so that we could do the, you know, the
absolutely.
Intro to our show. Because otherwise,
well, Max and Friends with co-host Rocco, right? Isn't that what we decided on?
That's what it is, dude. It's you're the co-host,
sure.
And I won't. You know what I mean. And we're gonna get some other people because I'm sure that in the future, dude. Because I'm not looking at this as a you know as a one shot deal. In the future, when we're out there, there's gonna be some times when you're gonna be unavailable. I'm gonna be unavailable. So we're gonna have our friends who are here for you. Basically, I just want to be an open forum on LA Talk Radio on the waves because you know we're being heard now in cars, dude. We're in cars on this amazing system. And it retails for $100. I'm not going to say the system because I want them to advertise on us. So I'm not going to plug them until they pay us. But
hey,
we're
going to have a business sense, right? That's right.
Dude, you know, shoot, business is business. The best business, mind your own business sometimes. But on the real, you know, Google it. I'm sure you could find it. It retails for $149. That's the device for your house, so you don't have to pull us up on the internet because we are now on this portable device, which is a satellite device. And also, we're in cars. We're in Hondas. So Honda – oh, I just plugged them. Shit. There goes that contract. Shit. But anyway, telephone, telegram, cell, Max.
I would like to give all of our listeners some advice because I know a lot of our listeners are not in a big city. A lot of our listeners, the majority of the population of America, live in different cities across the states.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big cities, Chicago, Miami, New York, L.A., you know, there's a tremendous amount of culture in those cities, a tremendous amount of fashion. Let's talk about fashion, Max. I want to talk about fashion. How's that sound?
Well, perfect timing, because you know what I want to talk about. Dude, you like we got this like what is the word telepathy? I'm so tired. I don't even know the word.
I can read your mind.
You know why? Because I was just when you were talking about all those different places, we've got listeners in Dubai, we've got listeners in Italy, we've got listeners in London, we've got listeners in Bahamas, we've got listeners in Costa Rica. The list goes on and on because I get emails all the time. You could email me max@maxstucci.com. Sam, I think we're going to have a caller calling in right now because I just got an email that someone – I just got a text someone's calling in. But so we're heard all over the globe. We're not local. We're global. So I just want to,
okay.
You know, mention that. And speaking of fashion, you know, I was with my friend Bridget today, and we were talking about Dubai and how much Dubai is suffering right now because there was such a boom and now everyone's hiding. Because in Dubai, if you don't pay your bills, you go to jail. So fashion in Dubai is a major thing. You know, and everyone there totes around their big Hermes Birkin bags and crocodile, and it's really hit hard. So, you know, what's a good recessionista tip for people who don't have access to TJ Maxx internationally? What would you say?
Well, when I lived in Europe, there were a lot of outlets. There were a lot of markets. You know, once I lived in Athens, every city I've lived in Europe, let's say Athens, Paris, Zurich, Munich, Milan, what else? I got to look at my list. But in any case, they always have markets. And these markets, you know, to be very truthful, are kind of things that fall off the back of the truck, if you know what I'm saying. So go to the markets. It's tax-free. You go through these, you know, it's like a flea market, but on the street. And they have amazing things there. And amazing designer clothes, and it's for a fraction of the price. So if you can't afford to go to your local, like in Milan, it's called Via Monte Napoleone, dove c'è tutti all the Gucci stores and top designer stores, like on Madison Avenue or Fifth Avenue in New York, you go to a flea market, you'll find half of those items that kind of fell off the back of the truck, if you know what I mean, tax free. And now I'm not supposed to be endorsing negative behavior or anything that would condemn anyone to get anyone in trouble. I mean, everyone's responsible for their own action. But again, this is my opinion. And if I was still living in Milano, and I was hurting for money, like I have before in the past, of course, I would go to the market, and I would look for clothes, and I would find amazing things for a fraction of the price. But just because I would do it doesn't mean I'm telling my listeners to do it.
This is amazing because, you know why? Because there's a place that I went to in Florida, okay, and it's called House of Vintage or myhouseofvintage.com. Check them out online because vintage is a great alternative, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'm in sports. You know, there's a place in Beverly Hills where you could buy a few year older Louis Vuitton bag for a fraction of the price, 50% or less.
Well, I
gotta tell you, Beverly Hills.
There's a great consignment shop in Greenwich, Connecticut called Consign Couture with the couture queen herself, Dolly. She gets Hermes. She gets Louis Vuitton. She has two Louis hard trunks right there, the hard cases. Man, let me tell you, consignment stores are the way to go. She's got the best store of all. But this vintage store in Florida, I got to tell you, I was blown away by the collection that this girl down there, I shouldn't say this girl, but this boutique owner had. And then she got very cool with it because now she also does pin-up things. So, you know, I'm looking at Tuscany. But vintage is a great alternative in shopping, and so is consignment stores. So check them out. You know, it's like they're amazing alternatives in shopping and saving money. But I've got to tell you, in Italy, speaking of international shopping, there's a place called The Mall. If you Google The Mall, they've got everybody. I'm going to read you the list. You ready for this list, Rocco? In Italy.
I want to hear it.
They have Bottega Veneta, they have Ungaro, they have Zegna, they have Fendi, Giorgio Armani, Gucci, Hogan, La Perla, Loro Piana, Salvatore Ferragamo, Sergio Rossi, Tod's, Valentino, Yves Saint Laurent, and the list goes on. Those are just some of them. And like, you know, that's the
now,
way to shop.
Now, where is this store? In Milan or Florence or where?
It's like 30 minutes out of Florence. It's amazing, amazing, amazing place. But so guess what, Rocco? We've got a caller, and her name is Elizabeth, and you've spoken to her before because she is my astrologer, and she's going to be your astrologer if you want to get into her. So, Elizabeth, thanks for standing by. You're live on Max and Friends. What's up?
Hi, Max. How are you? Hi, Rocco.
Hey, how are you? How's everything going? Welcome back to the show, on Astrologer.
Thank you. I'm kind of getting a weird connection. You think it's my phone?
No, you know what? We've got a little bit of static.
Great job.
It might be
I can't Rock, hear you.
Yeah, Rock, I have a little static with you, but I think we're cool because I know you're calling in from there. Oh, my power just went back on. Praise the Lord. But Elizabeth, all right, first of all, Elizabeth, what are your outtakes? I saw that you after we talked about Dubai, you're like, I don't want to live in Dubai. But you have great sense of fashion. You always put yourself together. What is your take on fashion? Like, where do you shop and where do you put your clothes together with?
I just buy whatever I like. I'm drawn to. I'm really, if I had like a ton of money, I would probably buy like more, you know, like brand names and stuff like that. But I mean, I do it as much as I can. I'll shop at Nordstrom. I don't really do like, you know, a lot of high end things, but I mean, I would if I could. I just put together like what I feel like is my own like personal style, and that's it.
And you do it well. Now, you know what, Rocco, I got to tell you something, Rock, because, you know, everyone, we do this show interactively. I get text messages on my Sidekick from T-Mobile. I get Facebook messages. I get Twitter messages. I get phone calls, 323-203-0815. Rocco, I got to tell you, Sasha said, what a better topic to – well, he goes, Rocco picked a good topic to talk about fashion. I was planning to go to Croatia this summer with Rocco so that we could organize European Fashion Week there. Tell us about that, Rocco, before we go into astrology with Elizabeth.
Okay, no problem. Well, Sasha contacted me, and he represents various identities and various companies over in Eastern Europe, and he proposed this amazing idea to essentially to organize and execute a fashion week over there, and he proposed it to Fashion News Live to be involved. I said, you know what, Sasha, that was an amazing idea. But Pia De Souza, she is a producer of Fashion News Live. She runs our New York office. I live in Los Angeles. I work out of the LA office. Pia runs the New York office. She is the one that organizes and produces all that. So I put Sasha in contact with Pia, and I'm not sure at what point they are in organizing that event, but I'm very much looking forward to going there and very much looking forward to being involved with Sasha in every capacity. We just have to go through the right channels to make it all happen and go through company protocol, which Pia De Souza, the producer of Fashion News Live, is actually working on with Sasha.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So I'm sure you're going to keep everyone, all of our listeners and viewers. You know, guys, go online, go to fashionnewslive.com, because when Rocco references viewers, that's what he's talking about, because you could see him cover the shows. So you know what? Viewers, listeners, anything, anybody, just go to fashionnewslive.com, check out his site,
right. See
what we're talking about. Come to LA Talk Radio. Listen to us. Call us. We're here, 323-203-0815. There's so much to talk about and so little time. And we still got to get in our song from Stacey Q, Two of Hearts, because we got to promote her and her new site. She's my girl lover. Last night at karaoke, we sang Tiffany. It was hysterical. As a chulo, I sang Tiffany. You all would have died. But anyway, so speaking of all these things going on, Elizabeth, we've got you. I'm so glad we got you locked in here on our board of callers, because you're the call I want to take right now, because there is so much going on planetary-wise and astrologically-wise that I think we need a revelation. So, Elizabeth, what's going on, not just for me or Rocco, but what's going on in general with the planets, and where do we stand, and why are people in this funk right now? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, that's fair. Well, in Saturn and Uranus are opposing each other right now, which is going to be for a little while, and it's basically breaking down the status quo of everything that's like kind of like our tried and true ways of doing everything. Our structure and our society is being opposed by these like, you know, sudden and unpredictable forces. And so right now there's a struggle between that, and that's what's going on. Probably that's the most accurate answer I can give you as far as like the planets. And also Pluto just going into Capricorn is another way of kind of reiterating the same thing, which is just like breaking down like certain structures that have been up for a really long time, like in society, governmental and like corporations and stuff like that. A lot of that stuff, you know, is being transformed right now.
That's totally happening. I mean, it's, you know, every day. So, you know, people who, you know, and again, astrology is not, you know, we're not compromising anyone's religion. It's, you know, it's, and right. I can't say it's for entertainment purposes only, because there's some truth to it. And, you know, it's just you got to take everything with the perception that you want to take it, without judgment, because we're not here judging anybody. We're all here having a good time. I'm Max and friends. Rocco, do you have any astrological questions for Elizabeth? I don't know. I think we still have Rocco here. He might be on
stage. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Do you have any okay. questions astrologically for my girl,
Absolutely.
Elizabeth?
Absolutely.
Shoot.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, now, a lot of people don't know, and again, this is just, I'm a very opinionated person. I was on Dr. Phil giving my opinion. some people liked it, some people hated it, but I'm going to give my opinion. Sure. A lot of people think, or a lot of people don't realize that as our planet is going around, you know, other planets and around the sun and, you know, everything it does in the galaxy, right? There's actually a magnetic pull and draw. Like when there's a full moon, there's things in space that affect our emotional state of mind. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's absolutely correct. It's not just emotional, it's everything. The moon would be the emotional part of it. The moon is like the emotional like thing that we feel, but like, you know, the pull we feel from Venus is, you know, how we love, and like from Mars is how we use our energy. Every planet gives us a different pull on like a different part of our psyche. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like Max, right now.
What happened, Elizabeth?
I was going to say, right now the moon is on Max's ascendant. It's about to actually conjunct. So, you'll be like at your, you'll have like some sort of like emotional, like, you know, usually I know it sounds really funny, but like I keep track of it. So sometimes I'll notice that like right as the moon is conjuncting my ascendant, like I'll have some sort of emotional outburst or something, because it's like the moment where the moon is landing on your spot where you meet the world. Like your rising sign is like how you like connect with the world, like every moment. And so when the moon is right there on that exact spot, you'll notice that nobody will really notice it because no one's really paying attention, but that will be an exact moment where you'll have like a majorly emotional outburst, whether it's just like a, you know, snotty comment to someone, or just like, you know, all of a sudden you're really happy for 1 second. So we'll see what happens to Max in like 5 minutes.
Well, you know,
a Gemini trait.
And it's that accurate. You know what, Rob?
Yeah.
It's so accurate. Because, you know, this week I was supposed to – I'm taping my show with Daryl Dawkins. You know, we're doing that cooking show. He's Chocolate Thunder and White Light. We're doing this cooking show, and it's going to be fantastic. But Elizabeth told me, she's like, something's going to change. Let it happen because it's supposed to happen. And I'm a big believer in where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. That's my quote for today's show. So and totally, I got a phone call. Daryl had to go to China because he's doing something with the NBA. You know, and I'm like, do your thing, Daryl, because it's going to blow us up bigger. He's the face for Taco Bell right now. I mean, there's so much going on with Daryl and so much going on with me that literally Elizabeth is like, something's going to change. Let the change happen. I was like, what's going to change? Literally, after we hung up, I got an email from our producer. We've got to change the date to taping. I was like, wow, look how all
yeah,
that works.
I said it was going to be a delay. I was like, don't bug out, but that's going to be delayed.
And it was totally delayed.
Yeah.
I have a question, Elizabeth. My question is, right before I left Los Angeles to come to Florida, because I'm here for, you know, a while visiting family and for my father's birthday, I made some massive, big, scary decisions with my career. I don't want to go into detail, but I've made some really big, hard, difficult decisions that affect my career tremendously. And I also feel like there's these other projects that are in the works that I'm just trying to stay really positive about, but they're life-changing projects. So I don't know if you remember my information. I'm an Aquarius, February 4th. Where are the planets aligned now for what I'm doing, and how do things look in my career with what I'm doing?
Well, I do have your information, and I'm just pulling up one thing. Okay. Well, this is kind of funny. Okay, so Pluto's in your 10th house right now. It's just about to leave, so you
hold on, let me interrupt. Rocco, wait, Elizabeth, sorry. Rocco, be prepared, man. You're going to be an open book right now, so if that's what you want, be prepared. We could always do this after the show. I'm just letting you all know, because astrology is opening your life to everybody. So, Rocco, if you're ready for that, then Elizabeth, go on. That's all I have to say.
Wait, so you want to know about your career. Well, Pluto is just leaving your 10th house. It's been in your 10th house for a really long time. That means that you're going to undergo, like, tremendous transformation in the last few years with, like, regard to your career, life, life path and your destiny. And it's just about leaving it. So I'd say like most of the work has already been done. So whatever you have done, taken risks and stuff like that, and like maybe had to deal with like power in your realm of career, like you most likely have had to deal with power. Either you have had to come into power or deal with like authority, you know, like powerful authorities, which, you know, can maybe, you know, annoying, trying your patience and stuff like that. But that's about to leave, and it's going to go into your 11th house soon. Actually, it's going to go back and forth, and it's going to finish up its work in the 10th house. And like pretty much, I would say whatever you've done, whatever decisions, you know, were meant to be made, and it's going to go into the 11th house. You're either going to come into some power in your groups and organizations with, along with your friends, maybe. It's your help, your house of friends, hopes and wishes. Like you could get sucked into a cult at this time. not in the next few months. Don't worry. That would be next year. And what else can I tell you?
There is so much going on.
You're going to really have a lot of energy to focus on your dreams and your hopes and wishes through your friends and organizations, and you're going to really be able to focus and achieve things. But, you know, right now it's still in your 10th house, so it's finishing up some work there. Also, you have Uranus transiting your first house, which means that you're really discovering, like, your own unique style of expressing yourself. And, you know, other people may not be ready. You know, this has been going on for a while also, but other people, you know, may not kind of recognize you. Like, you may go through, like, a bunch of transformations in how you express yourself. So that may have something to do with everything also. I'm not sure, but...
You got everything perfect.
Oh my God, really?
I mean, yeah, you have no idea.
You know
how
what,
you just
Rocco,
that
you know what
head.
I gotta tell you? What I love about Elizabeth is she is so humble, because all the time, and I think sometimes she surprises herself as an astrologer, because she knows you, you know, from really just your birthday. She's never met you, so I think it's so cute when she's like, "Oh my God, really?" Because she really gets things dead on. But Elizabeth, you know what? We're going to have to continue astrology with Max and Friends with my co-host Rocco another time, because we have to start wrapping some things up, and we got to talk about some things, Rocco, before we go. So Elizabeth, I want to thank you for being on, and I've got a listener who wants to do his chart
on
another show. So Elizabeth, have a great night, and I'm going to call you after the show.
Awesome. Bye. Take care, guys.
All right. Good night. So Rocco, amazing. Isn't she amazing?
Oh man, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I gotta give some birthday shout outs right away. We gotta do it again to Rocco's father. Happy birthday. Big up buon compleanno to you. It's your birthday. Also, do you have any other friends who are having birthdays this week that you know of?
No, not that I know of. I have a pretty small circle, pretty small
my
world.
My friend Sybil Hall, I got to say happy birthday to you. I'm sorry I missed your birthday, but happy birthday to you. We have Antoinette Lefebvre, my friend Erwin, Dina Cortese. We have Mimi Banks. Mimi Banks, today is your birthday. And Lori, we've got Warren Baker. He works at the store Reese in L.A. Go check him out and say hi to him and tell him that we sent you there. Rocco and Max sent you to Reese in L.A. To my friend Alexander, Lara LaRue, Eva LaRue's sister, your birthday's coming up. Chris DeSantis, Kelly McGrath, you can check her out here on L.A. Talk Radio. To my friend Lou, my friend Fury, they're twins, so of course. Robin Platzer, do you know her, Rocco? She's a great photographer in New York. She's actually... paparazzi photographer, but she's so super nice. So,
her name sounds really familiar, but I'm not sure if I know her.
Interesting story. Back in the day, my mother saved her mother's life because her mom was crossing Madison Avenue, tripped and fell, and a taxi almost hit her, and my mom saved her life. So when I got out there on the fashion scene, Robin's like, "Max Tucci, is your mom Gina?" I was like, "Yep." She's like, "Your mother saved my life." So she's a cool, great lady and super nice. But also, I had a great dinner with my friend Liz Koppelman and Ali Noto at Bella Blue. So, Rock, when you come out here, we got to go there. The lobster pasta is amazing. I'm sure you got the It's amazing. That's where you want to wear sweatpants too, because your waist will expand when you eat so much there. But thank you to all my guys. Grazie tanto tutti a Bella Blue. Thank you. Also, I want to play Two of Hearts. So, Rock, I think we're going to end the show in just a minute with you. And I'm going to say thank you to you because I want to get Two of Hearts on here. So, Rock, closing statement from you.
Everyone needs to go check out fashionnewslive.com and look at the new content that's up. Thank you to the New York. I just pulled the blank. I don't know what's wrong with it.
New York Times.
New York Times. Thank you, New York Times. Thank you, New York Times, for publishing me again. The last time they published me was when Janice Dickinson jumped on my lap, front row in L.A. Fashion Week, and they published Janice Dickinson flirting with Rocco G of Fashion Is Life, front row at Ashley Page's show in L.A. It was pretty wild. And before that, it was Anne Nicole Smith trying to make out with me with her, you know, what was her name, Howard K. Stern, looking like he wanted to give me a choke hold or something.
Well, Howard K. Stern is over. He's some big trouble, Howard K. Stern. But Howard K. Stern's is
yeah, that's what I hear.
We'll talk about that on the show. But keep plugging away, Rocco, because your career is moving on up from lap dances to with our girls to
lap dances from Janice Dickinson to and Nicole Smith trying to make out with me, and then now, you know, by myself in the New York Times. So thank you guys at New York Times. Check out fashionnewslive.com. If anyone goes to Google and does a search for fashion news, we're always in the top 10 out of 85 million websites in the world. Thank you guys so much for making us one of the hottest sites online. And thank you so much for making us one of the hottest radio shows, Max and Friends, with me as the co-host. I'm looking forward to bringing on some surprises on the show. And it's even going to be a surprise to Max and all of our listeners. Thank you guys.
Yeah, well, Rocco, have a great night. Happy birthday to your father. Continue the rest of your evening. Absolutely. And have a ball. Dude, you're only listening to Max and Friends, the co-host Rocco, here on LA Talk Radio. Rocco, buonanotte, and I'll talk to you next
Sunday.
Buonanotte. All right, good
perfect,
night, Rocco.
Man. Buonanotte. Good night.
Ciao. So we're going to end this show. I'm going to end this show tonight with, I got to tell you all, where we are right now is where we are supposed to be. So you know what? Remember that. Digest it. Own it. Own yourself. Vanessa Noel, I love you, because we had this conversation today. She totally got it. I love when people get it. We are right now where we're supposed to be. She got it. There's a shortage of intelligent people in this world, and that's all I've got to say. So we need some bright, clever people. Hi to everyone. I thank you all for listening to Max and Friends with my co-host Rocco. And on that note, we're going to leave you tonight with – what are we going to leave with? I'm going to leave you with my girl, Stacey Q, and her fantastic song, Bring Back. We're going to go back right now to the 80s. Let me say hi to Marissa May real quick, too. But we're going to go back to the 80s, and we're going to play Two of Hearts. Sam, only on LA Talk Radio, Max. Good night, everybody.
Only on LA Talk Radio.